Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Steve Brey. Batting second, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third, the first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Larry Hile. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting sixth, the catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh, the DH, Craig Cusick. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Dave McKay. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Joe Decker. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second, the shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting third, the second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth, the DH, Lee May. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting ninth, the catcher, Dave Duncan. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ken Holtzman. And now, play ball. Steve Brey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belunger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bumbrey for the out. One out. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Decker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a line drive towards third. DeCinces reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belunger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Brey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Muser. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball four. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Decker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay takes first base on ball four. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall bunts towards first. Muser scoops it up and throws to first, with Gritch covering, for the out. McKay moves to second. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McKay moves to third. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 1 in the game. Bry strikes out. There goes McKay. The tag by Duncan and McKay is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan takes first base on ball 4. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey bunts towards the mound. Decker fields it and throws to first for the out. Duncan moves to second. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards third. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Decker covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 1 in the game. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Duncan hits a line drive into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bumbrey for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bellinger. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Bellinger steals second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McKay hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 0 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 2 in the game. Bry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bumbrey. Bry reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball towards center. Jackson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Jackson. Bry scores. That run is unearned. It's Twins, 1, Orioles, 1. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Muser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Singleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Muser moves to third. Paul Blair pinch runs for Kent Singleton. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0 for 2 in the game. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Muser scores. Blair moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Bill Campbell now pitching. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Blair now playing center field. Reggie Jackson now playing right field. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 2 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bumbrey for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bry, who is chasing the ball. Grich reaches third base with a triple. Bellinger goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Orioles. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grich scores. Jackson moves to third. May moves to second. It's 4-1, Orioles. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Muser hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 2 in the game. Cusick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McKay hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cusick moves to second. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bry hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gritch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Luber now pitching. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. DeCinces hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Duncan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Duncan reaches second base with a double. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bumbrey strikes out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Gritch hits a line drive towards the mound. Luber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 3 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 3 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.